USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace ever. The gross domestic product for the third quarter, covering July, August, and September, expanded by 33.1% according to the Commerce Department. That comes after a 31.4% plunge in the second quarter. It was economic news that President Trump took with him to Florida as he campaigned in the battleground state.
They say, talk about your economic success. Talk about 33.1%, the greatest in history. Now, look, if I do, I mean, how many times can I say it? I'll say it five or six times during the speech. 33.1.
While Trump was in Tampa, his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, was on the other side of the state in South Florida. Biden also has a slight lead in the polls over Trump in the Sunshine State. The latest poll from Hill Harris gives the Democrat a 3% lead. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
So when will we know that we have a COVID-19 vaccine? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg brings us one answer straight from the expert.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has topped 9 million coronavirus cases. The country also saw another record for new daily cases, more than 86,600. That tops the previous record of 85,000 cases set almost a week ago. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about My Pillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a My Pillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One of Northern California's most iconic skyscrapers has been sold. The details from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Igon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final debate over a Senate seat in Georgia has been canceled. Republican incumbent David Perdue was supposed to debate Democratic challenger John Ossoff, but Perdue pulled out so he could rally with President Trump, so says the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. The race has been rated as a toss-up by the Cook Political Report and could be pivotal in which party controls the Senate. Ossoff called Perdue's exit cowardly. At the close on Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 139 points. The Nasdaq closed up nearly 181 points. The S&P 500 closed up 39. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.